Welcome back, everyone, to this episode of the 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting podcast. Today is Thursday, January the 9th. It's day 5 in our journey. And thanks for tuning in today. My name's Todd. I'm one of the pastors here at First Family. And we are praying our way through 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. And so on this 9th day of January, the 5th day of our journey, we actually find ourselves in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I want us to notice a simple phrase that comes out of this chapter. It's in verse 4. It's a staggeringly convicting phrase, and I want us to pray around this phrase today. It's in verse 4 when Paul says that when he's talking about God and how that's who they speak to please, that when they speak to please God, not men. He adds this qualifier, it's God who examines our hearts. Now, just think that phrase with me. Say that with me out loud. God who examines our hearts. And then over the next several verses, he really mentions three main areas of our heart, three main categories that God examines that are really, come out of our heart. He talks about speech, then he talks about motives, and then he talks about actions. And so today in our prayers, I want us to just lay ourselves on the surgery table of God's operating room. Maybe you're driving, maybe you're doing some chores, maybe going for a jog, or maybe you're sitting and just meditating in this moment. Whatever it is that you're kind of doing, I want you to lay your heart, open your chest cavity, and ask God to examine your heart. This is one of the things we do in this 21 days of prayer and fasting emphasis is we go deeper. We look longer. We are more intentional about asking God to search us and know us. And so here are these words, 1 Thessalonians 2, end of verse 4, where Paul says, we really want to please God, and we'll do so in a manner that just lays our heart before him, because after all, he examines our hearts. He examines the speech that comes from our heart, the motives that are in our heart, and the actions that come from our heart. So God, would you examine all these three things? That's our prayer today. So will you join me as we pray to the God who sees and knows and everything, the one who examines our hearts? We're going to ask him to operate on us for a bit. And I suspect that this prayer will be the beginning of perhaps many moments today in which God will reveal to you things about your speech, things about your motives, and things about your actions that he's seeing and he's noticing that he wants to refine and sanctify. I'd encourage you just to lay on the surgery table. Let God do his wonderful work of operating on you, of sanctifying you, of refining you so that you are more like his son, Jesus Christ. Let's begin that today by praying in this manner. Heavenly Father, it is a joy to know that you examine our hearts, that we can't hide from you, that there's nothing we put into a closet or into the basement of our life. There's nothing that we turn the light off on that you can't see. That's actually a joy to us because you always have our best interest in mind. You love us with a perfect love. And so, Lord, we will open our hearts to you and admit that you see every bit of it. We can't hide from you. There's no place we can run that covers part of our life from you. So thank you for loving us fully, loving us completely, knowing us and leading us while still knowing all of our frailties and sinfulness, our secrets and our sins. Lord, we lay this before you now. This idea of our hearts speaks of that which is the totality of our being. So Lord, we lay all of our life in front of you. We ask for your examination, first of all, of our speech. How are we using our words, and have we offended unnecessarily with our words? Are there apologies to make? Is there confession to be given to a spouse, a family member, a friend? Lord, I pray that you would bring Holy Spirit change to how we use our words. I pray, God, you would not just reduce but eliminate sarcasm from families, that tearing of the flesh that occurs when we use our words to injure, or that you would remove from us criticism and complaining. Lord, all of these things that are from our words, that they're speech issues. Holy Spirit, bring conviction now as God operates and opens up and looks inside our hearts and examines our speech. Or we think about our motives. And these are the things that drive actions. And this is the big why question. And so we pray, God, as we are under your microscope and under your operating hand, that as you reveal impure motives or less than pure motives or motives that are in the wrong direction, God, forgive us. Thank you that there is forgiveness through your Son, Christ. And I pray that we would confess. Now, Lord, we wouldn't operate in a way that uses a long pole or trying to leverage people with hidden reasons or ulterior motives. God, give us just plain and honest desires that then express themselves in our words and actions that are true and pure. And we pray that you would convict us, cleanse us from motives that are wrong and impure. And then, Lord, we pray that as that occurs, that our actions then would not only be more pure and more right, but that you would continue to examine our actions, that we would repent of doing wrong things, of being involved in external activities that actually are evil and are wicked. Would convict us and give us discipline to say no, because we have a deeper yes, and that is to please you and to love you. We're grateful for your work in our life, and so we want our external actions to be pleasing to you. So, Lord, give us a heart of obedience. May that show externally in our actions. So examine our actions, and Lord, we pray that you would cleanse us and forgive us and lead us, as David said, Psalm 139, lead us in the way everlasting. So, Lord, around these three things, we ask for your examination. We ask you to probe deeply, to reveal, to show us what needs to change, what needs to stop, what needs to start. Lord, may your grace empower us towards the things that we know we should be doing in regards to our speech and our motives and our actions. These things we pray in your Son's name. Amen.